So last week, or what was it, 2 weeks ago now? Geez, time flies by so fast. I was in New York. I was speaking at my first conference for women, and which was a very scary thing for me, but I loved it. And I met some amazing, wonderful women. And the first woman that I actually met was a fantastic woman named Erica, who does something pretty unique in the dating space. And I'm going to let her tell you about it because I think that she will explain it better. So I have Erica on the phone with me now, and I wanted to welcome her to this podcast. Hey, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here with me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited that we met at Single and Stiletto.
Me too. So you're going to describe what you do way better than I will. So if you can explain, that would be great.
Right. So I started a company called Brandy360. I came out of the entertainment marketing space. I used to be an artist manager. And basically all of these, have you ever seen American Idol where the contestants are like, well, I could have all these things together if you give me your people. Well, I would be one of the people that an artist like that would get. I was an artist manager, and I would come in and I'd say, okay, we need to change your clothing. You're like this. You do all these things, you know, and basically line up sort of what their image and sound is going to be and just make it all one complete package. And I find a lot of times that people who they are, a lot of it can also be attributed to confidence, but who they are isn't coming across to other people. So what Brandy 360 does is we take those who are, you know, slightly misrepresenting themselves and help them find the complete package.
I love it. So how do you do that?
Well, there was one particular item I think that you were the most interested in, which is
yeah.
Which is about basically internal branding or as you called it, an internal persona. Okay. And so artists, just like everybody else, they get scared, they get nervous, they have moments where their confidence gets, they get a little bit unnerved. And so it's a way that they can go back to center and being confident and continuing to perform on stage or whatever the hookup is that's happened, they can continue to go on forward. And so I've taken that concept of an internal persona or internal branding and just applying it to an individual dater. And so if you look at somebody like Katy Perry has, her persona will be 1950s pinup girl. So if you look at everything she does online, there's just recently a YouTube video where she's kissing a sailor. Even the pose is quintessential pinup girl. And so that's sort of her internal persona. There's other artists out there, like I'm sure that Lady Gaga's channeling Madonna and then sort of exploding it. Madonna was channeling Marilyn Monroe. And it's something that they can focus on that is sort of a one positive image and then all of the things that are associated with that image. And so they just think, okay, go back to being Madonna, go back to being Marilyn Monroe, go back to being 50 Cent Girl when something happens on stage that's like a hookup. So I took that concept and I applied it to animals. And this is a flexible concept. This is something, your viewers, if they don't have time to get to me, that they can create something for themselves and then they can attribute characteristics to that and they can create their own. So okay. I started off, I did this for the Single and Stilettos and I came up with basically animals. And attributed four characteristics to each of those animals and then lectured about them and basically said, these could be your animals, or if you don't feel like any of these animals fit, create your own animal, give four positive characteristics to that animal, and that will be the thing that you call on when you have your moment of crisis of confidence.
Can you explain a little bit about why that helps bring confidence, if you have these four qualities or characteristics that, or a persona that you do call on, why does it trigger confidence, or why can it trigger confidence?
I think it's mental imagery to be honest, it's just something that works really easily. You know, you and I saw it with the winner of your contest as soon as, and I'll go into lion in a second, but as soon as I was like, well, you know, I see that you can be like a lion, and immediately he stood up straighter, his shoulders went back, and he had a big smile on his face. It was like, perfect, this is exactly what you want to do.
That's so true. That's absolutely true.
So I think it gives you something to focus on as opposed to, like, you know, I am a smart person, or I am a bit, where you're having that moment, that crisis, and you're trying to, you know, give self-affirmations or something to tell yourself that you are a decent person when you are. Instead, you just call upon and be like, I'm the lion. And then the lion is easier to settle into than trying to defend all of these, you know, qualities of character that you already have. It's easier to say, okay, no, just be the lion and go, because you don't have 10 minutes to recover. You've got a split second to recover.
Right. Well, so, it's a quick thing for recall. Just if you get lost in a moment, it's something like literally to pull out of your back pocket and say, oh, I know what to do. So it's not like,
right.
Yeah. So that's why I think that it would assist. It's like really just having something that's instant to grab onto in a moment where you're flailing a little bit, where something's
exactly.
been thrown off kilter, which is why I loved
it. Yeah, it's all internal, because if you do it on the outside, people are going to think you're a little nuts.
Right.
But it's all internal, you know, and we internally brand ourselves. We're internally branded from birth. You know, I'm a Sagittarius. I'm the youngest of four. I'm, you know, the daughter of immigrants. These things have already been branded on me before I was born. So why can't I give myself something and say, I am this, and know what that means?
Absolutely.
And that's inside of me. And then I can, you know, center on that real quick. It's just a little trick.
I love it. Okay, so can you, like, with some of the people that you do work with, can you provide me and my guys that are listening with one example of how you break it down? So, for example, if somebody resonates with a lion, then they provide four attributes to attach to it. Is that how does it work?
Exactly. So, you know, you want to pick an animal that you like, but you want to pick something that's also sort of sexy. You don't want to be like, oh, I'm a snake, I'm a dog, I'm a shark. Like, those already have attributes to them that are not good. So you want to pick an animal that is, you know, that doesn't have, like, a negative connotation already in society or to you. So, you know, you start off with the lion. If you think of a lion, you know, my mental image of a lion is he's sitting in the shade of a tree, he's totally chill, he's king of the jungle.
Right.
Nothing's going to ruffle his, right. Nothing's going to, you know, ruffle his feathers. If you try and do anything, he's going to roar. But in the meantime, he's just hanging out, you know,
it's like Vince
enjoying
Vaughn.
Life.
Vince Vaughn, I picture that when you say it. Like, he's just like, he's
right.
chill, he's relaxed. But like, if he needs to, he will let you know that something's been done.
Exactly. Very, that kind of chill is very much the lion. So.
I like it.
The lion is, you know, they're courageous, but they're calm. They're like a silent risk taker. They don't have to throw it in your face. You know, they're grounded. They're centered. There's a lot of power in the lion that doesn't need to be in your face.
Interesting.
So,
okay. So then after that, so you picture the lion, and then this is something you have to practice in the very beginning because it can't just come to you automatically at all times. So then when people are out, how do you recommend that they remember to, or when do they use this person?
Well, in advance of when they're out, it's all about planning, right, or being prepared for the situation. So if you know that you're going to go out and you're going to try to be pushing girls in the bar or, you know, whatever your plan of action is, you're going to have this in advance. You're going to say, you're going to already have sat down. You know, one Saturday morning, you wake up and you're like, I think I'm going to figure out what animal I am. So you're already going to have that in your pocket. You're going to say, I'm a lion. These are the four things that I attribute to that. And be like, yeah, I feel like that really describes me. And just kind of live with it a little bit. And then when you're out and let's say you pick up a girl in a bar and she's like, no way. And that's going to hurt. But...
Yeah.
In the meantime, what you do is you just go right back to, you know, there's, okay, she kind of hits you off your feet, and you're like, you know what, I'm a lion. This girl doesn't matter. There's another girl over there that's even more beautiful. Let me see if she'll, you know, let me buy her a drink.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So for anybody who's listening, your assignment is to pick an animal. And if you need some assistance, I would like you to contact Erica because she can help pick out the specific animal that is best for you. Because even when I forget what you said I was now, but when I was at Single and Stilettos,
I think you were a leopard.
Yeah,
I think I
was a leopard too. And then like that really resonated.
That's for women. I did take some, you know, I took some over from, I did actually come up with some for the guys as well. But yeah, definitely a leopard.
Okay. What are the ones you came up with for the guys?
So the lion, right, courageous, calm, silent risk-taker, grounded and centered, right?
Yeah.
The tiger is bold, competitive, outgoing, charismatic, maybe kind of hyper-athletic. You know the guys. They're running, you know, 20 miles before they go to work in the morning. those kinds of guys, OC is tigers. Probably a lot of guys on Wall Street are tigers.
Yeah.
High testosterone. You have your bears. What was that?
High testosterone. Yep. I can picture 10 of them in my head right now. They're great guys. I'm not like trying to put them down, but yes, I can picture 10 people who I know who are exactly like that, who would fall into that category.
Right. And then you have the bears who are like cuddly, caring, they're kind of private, they're compassionate, you know, those kinds that you can just like burrow your head in their chest. Those are the bear types. And then you have the peacock, who's like proud, noble, stylish, they stand out. You know, those are the super fashionable guys that are still straight.
Yeah, I like those ones.
And then you have the wolf, which is intelligent, introspective, strategic, and charming.
Oh, those are the animals.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's a place to start. It's a good place to say, hey, you know, I resonate with that.
Okay, well, so then the assignment is to go back and listen to those four animals that were listed and select which one you think resonates best with you. And then really just be conscious of the animal and the animal's attributes that, you know, we've just described and own it and just have it on quick recall. Like literally, if you need to write the name of the animal with the attributes in your back pocket so that if you do get stumped for a moment, you can pull it out of your back pocket, remind yourself and get back into that really nice state of mind where you're clear and focused and you're owning who you are.
Agreed.
Wonderful. Well, actually I thought it was going to go for half an hour, but I think we got some good information in this amount of time. Is there anything else that you want to add that could assist these guys in practicing or, you know, fine-tuning this skill?
In this particular skill, I think, you know, we've covered it. It's just great for that emergency situation. But in general, I just want to tell the guys, I am a single girl. The best way is just to go up and be yourself. Don't try the lines. I had a guy come up to me and say, it's Pirate Day. Give me your best arg. I didn't even know that Pirate Day existed, so I had him repeat the line 3 times. He gave up and walked away. And I was like, no, wait a second. I mean, I thought he was cute, but I had no idea what he was trying to tell me. So you know, be yourself when you come up to the first girl.
Was it you who told me that? Because I've heard other people say that. There must have been some newsletter that went out that said it was Pirate's Day. I'm guessing this is what happened because I swear that I've heard other women say this as well. Unless there is a Pirate's Day.
I know, yeah, no, it was, but this is, you know, already a couple of years ago now, I think more people have heard about it, but that particular moment, I hadn't, it wasn't like, it's Earth Day, you know, give me your best Earth, or something, like, I knew about Earth Day, or it's Christmas, you know, but I didn't know about Pirate's Day, so sometimes those crazy lines are just crazy lines, and you're better off saying, you know, I think you're adorable, you know, and go from there, but stick with a compliment that is her personality. Or charming or something like that, because, you know, you start getting into, you are so hot and you're objectifying the girl, so don't go that direction.
Can you tell me why it's Pirate's Day wasn't him just being himself and why it wasn't attractive?
Well, actually, I think he was being himself. I think the problem was that I didn't know what Pirate's Day was. So he was, you know, he'd come up with this clever line to get me, but I didn't know what Pirate's Day was, you know.
Okay.
If you're a neuroscientist, please don't use your neuroscientist, you know, language to get me because I'm not going to know what that is, you know.
Right.
So keep it simple.
Well,
and,
so I actually want to talk about this for a second. So let's say you looked at him and you said, I don't even know what Pirate's Day is.
Well, actually I said, what? Because I didn't even Like, he said it like three times in a row, and I mean, it was a loud, noisy bar, so, you know, first of all, I couldn't hear him, and second of all, I couldn't figure out what he was telling me, and then thirdly, which was the worst reason why I couldn't, you know, understand him, was because I didn't know what it was. I had never heard of it before. The first time I heard of it was from this guy. So, yeah, that's why it was just really, I felt bad, you know, and he seemed like a nice enough guy, but then he just gave up. Because, he just gave up, you know.
So what could he have
done?
It's
hard.
He never came
back. I never saw him again.
Really? Okay, so he literally just walked away. So when
I was just like, he just came up and left. I felt terrible.
I know. Well, I've had that happen, too. I have lots of girlfriends where, like, it doesn't work in the first few seconds. So guys are like, okay, well, it's been ruined now, so I have to walk away because I failed. When literally, you haven't failed. You've captured interest. You just haven't explained what it is that you're approaching for. So, like, when I talk about conversation with guys, they usually will say a line and a girl will look at them and not respond because there's nothing to respond to. She literally just has her attention caught and is waiting for him to say more. So, like, for me, I would say a recommendation for that guy would have been something like making a joke about how you're hard of hearing. Or if he would have sat down beside you and say, okay, Pirate's Day is this, and explain the whole ritual of Pirate's Day, why it's interesting, why it's fun, and why he's participating. And then he stood back up and said, let's try this again. Okay?
That is just... That, you know, both of those would have worked great. First of all, I am a little bit hard of hearing, sort of sensitive in my right ear from being in the music industry for so long. So I know that there's something going on. I haven't gotten it tested yet. I know that I should. But there's something going on with, like, my right ear is not as sharp as my left ear. I know this. So for him to say that, I'd be like, yes, I am, you know. But, you know, or just, you know, say, you haven't heard of Pirate's Day? And I'm just like, no, what the heck is Pirate's Day, you know? And then he could go into it, and then you actually started a conversation.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's a million ways to recover. There's a million ways to recover, but if you just walk away, then it's kind of just a sad moment for both people.
Exactly, and there could have been a connection there, and frankly, it sounds like there kind of was for a moment. There was at least a peak of interest from you because you wanted to know what the hell he was talking about.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I think is a lot of guys won't approach beautiful women. And beautiful women really want to be approached by a guy who's decent. Because a lot of the guys that will approach a beautiful woman will be, you know, very lascivious in nature or, you know, very sort of cocky.
They'll be snakes and the other disgusting animals that we don't want coming up and approaching us.
Right. The snakes, the dogs, the sharks.
Absolutely.
one of my guy friends said, he said, Erica, I have this guy friend of mine, and he was just not a good-looking man, but he would end up with the best-looking girls. And I finally asked him, why? How do you end up with these really gorgeous girls? And he's like, I tried.
Mm.
And that's it. It's all about actually taking that risk and trying.
That's really interesting, because I did some work a couple of years ago with a famous actress who is beautiful and very well-known. And she said to me, she's like, guys don't approach me. Guys don't ask me out. The ones that I've been in relationships with, they're the ones who did approach me and did ask me out. She said when she wants to be alone, she goes out in public because people don't even look at her. They try and not look at her. So that's really interesting because I've heard other models say that, like that they don't get approached because either guys think they're too intimidating or they have a boyfriend or they're taken. In fact, there was a study done on OkCupid where they said if you have like a really hot picture of yourself, not to put it up because it will make guys think that you're out of their league or already taken. I forget what it was, but it was something like that. But I found that really interesting. So can you repeat that line that you said before? That what guys should do?
Yeah, well, if you should approach her. Is that the one that you want me to repeat?
Yes, that's the one.
Absolutely. Like, if you see a beautiful woman out in a club, just take the risk.
Yep.
Absolutely take the risk. And a lot of times, too, women don't even know the signals that they are or not sending out. I have a friend of mine. She's super, super shy. She's in Scotland. And she can't even make eye contact with the bartender. That's how shy she is. So super shy, and I was out with her, and she wanted to meet someone, but she was so shy that her look came across actually as being snobbish. And I told her, I said, sweetie, you know, I know that you don't know this, and I know that you are not this way, but the look that you have on your face right now is actually like you're too good for this place.
It's off-putting.
But no, I'm just, you know, feeling really insecure, and da-da-da-da-da, you know, so just take a risk, and if she's a, you know, biatch, then she is, then lesson
you
learned.
To decide.
What was that?
Then you get to decide. At least you're taking a chance and seeing.
Exactly. It's, you know, it's fishing.
Exactly. I'm going to end it on one final note because there was one girl that was at the Single in Stilettos event who came up to me, and in the first few seconds, I was so put off with her facial expressions, and I literally thought she was like a grumpy, horrible woman. And after 30 seconds, I don't know what we were talking about, she just lit up and smiled and had this like beautiful glow about her, and I was like, this is what you have to show people, because that face before is not working. And it's the same thing for guys as well, you know? If you're going to walk around with a scowl on your face, then you're not going to look approachable, and you're not going to look like somebody that you would want to interact with. If you can have a positive outlook that, you know, is ejected or, not ejected, is radiating from your entire body, that makes people more open to you, and it makes them want to seek your approval and attention.
And that's where identifying your animal comes in as well, because instead of obsessing about how terrible your boss was at work when you're going out at happy hour, all these different things, that those things that you think about internally show on you externally. So instead of doing that, you know, before you step in the bar, be like, all right, forget all that. I'm the lion. I'm the bear. You know, I'm the wolf. I'm going in. And then, you know, you've reframed or reset, like just press the reset button on your internal confidence.
Love it. What a great way to end. So thank you so much for doing this today. Can you tell people where to get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can get in touch with me at brandyou360.com.
And you can get her at what?
Yeah, at brandyou360.
No, I was just joking with you. Because you made a little slip.
Sorry, and see, now here we had a miscommunication. I lost that through the cell phone, so I wasn't sure what you said. What happened?
All right, well, other people will hear it, and hopefully they'll find me funny or stupid. But doesn't matter. I am a leopard, and I'm fine with it. But thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Marnie, for having me.